Today's scripture, James 1:17, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heaven. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Welcome back to the Get Jesus podcast. I'm Emmett. I'm happy to have you listening today. I hope your day is going very well. Today I want to talk about a sensitive topic. That is deconstruction. I think that deconstruction is not a horrible thing. I think deconstruction to me doesn't mean walking away completely or, changing everything you ever thought about your religion or your beliefs. But deconstruction means to me is, questioning how you want to live that out. And so, how we choose to do that, lies in how we choose to deconstruct. And so, it's definitely a thing that is maybe avoided in different, Christian circles. And so, I don't want it to be that way because I think that deconstruction is can be done healthily. And I don't like the narrative that gets put on it because, of course, deconstructing your faith is not the best thing to do. Maybe you're doing it constantly too, but I think it's more of it's more of deconstructing how you want to live it. And so, for me, I deconstruct all the time in a healthy way. I deconstruct what my way of living Christianity is. And so, if I'm living out being a Christian in a certain way, at some point in my life, and then another point in my life, I'm living in a different way. It might be because I've deconstructed it a little bit, gone from that starting point, and changed it up. And so I think I do that a lot, is deconstructing, what it actually means to be a follower of Jesus, and, how I'm gonna do that. And so that's what I deconstruct a lot, is I deconstruct what I'm doing, how I'm living my life and all that. And so I think that's an example of healthy deconstruction. Unhealthy deconstruction would be an example of completely walking away from the church for not reason, or you say you've deconstructed, but you haven't actually deconstructed. So deconstruction, the definition of deconstruct is typically to expose its hidden internal assumptions and contradictions and subvert its apparent significance or unity. Second definition, reduce something to its constituent parts in order to reinterpret it. And so I think that's what I do when I deconstruct. And I deconstruct very regularly in my life. Not because I question God every day and I question who Jesus was and if Jesus was truly did rise from the dead, or if the Bible is really real. I don't ever deconstruct that or can question that. More of my deconstruction is, how am I living this out? And so I'll either deconstruct whether I'm biblically living it out, or I'll deconstruct, you know, what is the Bible truly telling me? And so often we see people misinterpreting the Bible and seeing, you know, this or that, and interpreting that and making drastic changes in their life just because of that. And that's not what we should do. And, you know, that's not how I try. I try my hardest not to live that way and to really figure out what is the Bible telling me to do and how am I living that. And so I've had times in my life where I am strong on something and I'll have a conversation about it and then I feel strong on the opposing side. But after that conversation, I deconstruct it. And so I went from one opinion to the opposite opinion, and now I'm deconstructing that opinion to find out where I stand still. And so normally I end up in the middle. And so that's a good thing because, like, Jesus isn't real, and then Jesus is real. You know, this is just an example. I haven't done this anytime recently, and I'll tell a story about, you know, true deconstruction in a bit, but Jesus is real, Jesus isn't real. Have a conversation with someone, now you believe that Jesus is real. Maybe you break it down into this different thing, and you end up there, and then you build it back up to where it was again, and then you have to deconstruct to where, you know, you are. And that's not a very good example with Jesus, because there's no middle between Jesus is real and Jesus isn't real. Besides the I don't know. But a good example would be overly religious. You know, you can be non-religious or you can be very overly religious. And so if you go from non-religious to overly religious and you deconstruct that, you end up somewhere where you're still religious, but you're not overly religious. And so that's a healthy way of deconstructing. Because maybe you don't want to be super overly religious, but you also know that you're not non-religious. You know that you are religious. You know that you do believe in Jesus. And so you want to be believing in Jesus, but some people take it to a next step or something like that. That's a good example, I think. And so you end up in the middle of I'm religious, but I'm not overly religious. And so I think that's a lot of the time what happens, but my problem is that, you know, people will start to deconstruct faith based on the fact that the church might not be in the spot that they want it to be. When you go into Acts and you read about what the church is not what we see today. The church is not big stage, preacher, all this stuff. The church is a fellowship group. It's just a small group. You meet. It's a body. It's a body of people. That's the church. And so when we say, you know, we've deconstructed, so often we deconstruct from this point of the church is failing, where Christ is the foundation. We know that. Listen to the Christ is a Firm Foundation episode. Christ is the foundation. If the house on the foundation is failing, if the walls are failing, you tear out the walls, but you don't tear out the foundation. And so that the church is built on Jesus. But if the church is failing, you don't tear out the foundation. And so that would be a healthy way of deconstructing, is tearing out the walls and building up new walls. And so whatever that means to you, whether the walls are values to you or certain things, whatever the walls are, don't throw out the foundation. Don't throw out the concrete. And so my deconstruction story is almost just kind of like my testimony. And so, you know, I was at a point in my life where I didn't really care about God or, you know, what God thought of me or all these other things. And I just didn't really care in that moment. And then that had come from me deconstructing into this thing, but I didn't know what deconstruction was. So I didn't know how to go about deconstructing or how to even live a Christian life. I was just like, is this real? Is it not? And so that's all I did. And so that's unhealthy deconstruction, as I went from being Christian and I just kind of fell off and ended up in this place of like, I don't really care. Whereas now, after I've reconstructed, I've rebuilt, you know, in that moment, back November 2022, I tore out the house and the foundation. Or it was almost like, if we're saying that the house is the church, I tore out the foundation. I was still attending church, I was still going with my family and stuff like that, but I just did not have that foundation, and I didn't really care if the foundation was working or not, or if I really truly trusted the foundation or not, or if I cared what the foundation wanted. And so I went from that point, and I just, you know, tore out the foundation, again, left the house, and then when I got to a point, I think it was April 2023, my mom said, you don't have to attend church anymore if you don't want to. And so I basically stopped. Like, I was like, yeah, I don't really care. Like, I don't have to go to church no more. And it might have been in February, too, when I turned 13, she was like, you don't have to go to church anymore if you don't want to. I'm not going to force you anymore. Which, that's a whole other thing that I have opinions on of, you know, forcing people to go to church, which is another podcast episode for another day. Not saying that my mom was doing anything wrong. I just have opinions on that stuff. And so look out for that podcast. Back to what we were talking about. 13 years old. Okay, so I stopped regularly attending church. I only attended church ever to make my mom happy. And then all of a sudden I started volunteering. But I still didn't really care about God. And didn't know what I believed about God. And I was in between. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm trying to figure out truly what, where I was at. Because I don't remember where I was at. Because I knew I felt conviction to, you know, stop cussing or stop doing these things in that time. But I don't ever remember, like, I was never on fire for Jesus or anything like that. So I'm trying to figure out, like, where I was actually at. But I friends have told me that I told them that I was Christian and I was still volunteering at church. So it's a whole thing of, like, what was truly happening there? But then, you know, reconstructed and truly met Jesus. And here I am 8 months later. That's right. Only 8 months. That's crazy. But yeah. No, like I said, I'm trying to figure out how old I am with the Lord. I just know that I was very disobedient 8 months ago. And so that's my deconstruction story, is deconstructing different parts until I got to the point of 13, and then I started reconstructing eventually. What does the scripture say? Well, I can't think of, you know, we say that, you know, whatever, if we accept Jesus into our life, I don't know if it's truly in the scripture or where it is in the scripture, if it is, but I know that once we accept Jesus into our life, we are going to heaven no matter what. And so whether you accept Jesus into your life, and it's something that I ask myself all the time, because I know people who have accepted Jesus into their life and lived their life on fire for the Lord, and lived their life for the Lord, for Jesus, and then deconstructed completely out, the unhealthy way of deconstructing. Not calling them out or anything, just saying they went far off the path. So I question all the time. I ask myself all the time, like, are they going to heaven? And what do we do about that? The point is, once you accept Jesus into your life, you're going to heaven. And so deconstruction doesn't have to be this horrible thing. Our job on earth is to show as many people the path to heaven. And so the path to heaven is Jesus. And if we give Jesus that one shot and we're on fire for him, then we've showed them the path to heaven. And so we don't have to necessarily worry about if they're off that path or not. And then as far as you go, like, the path has bumps. And so you have to figure out, if you're driving a car, you're going to be bumpy. So do you need to slow down so you don't hit those bumps as hard or as fast? And so how are you going to get over those bumps? And so that's what you need to deconstruct. Because you will be hurt if you just fly over those bumps. And the problem is that sometimes we don't know to slow down enough. And so when you're deconstructing, if you deconstruct, remember that that is just a bump in the road. And you're feeling like you need a new car because you ran over the bumps too fast. It's not because the bumps are the sole problem. You think that it's the car. But really, you just have to slow down and get over the bumps because there's green grass on the other side and there's a smooth path. So you need to stop. I'm not saying that you do. If you deconstruct, don't jump to the conclusion that the car is the problem. Just slow down enough to cruise over the bumps. Because you don't need the new car if you just slow down. And so sometimes you don't deconstruct so far that you need the new car. You deconstruct enough to where you are healthily staying in the same car after giving it some time to get over the bumps. So don't fly over the bumps. And that was this week's Get Jesus podcast on Friday. I hope you had a great time listening. And I hope that showed you something. And again, deconstruction isn't something to be scared of, but it's something to be careful about. So I hope you got Jesus'd, and I will see you on Monday. Thank you for listening.